half minutes past nine. David Cassidy is here. Listen, I saw you save a show. But also, I was very aware in New York when you took over Blood Brothers that a lot of people didn't want you to succeed.
Well, perhaps that's true. I think that, you know...
A lot of people sneering in the papers, a lot of people saying, come on, please.
Until we opened, I think there was... the perception is, can David Cassidy actually pull off, do a genuine Liverpool? Can he be a working-class boy who... And I think for that reason, when it happened and we did it, the turnaround was so quick and dramatic, and why I think it was so successful for me. And I think why this role still every day holds something else for me and something new for me. And honestly, it sounds like a bunch of rubbish someone talking about it, but I have such a genuine love for doing it. I've never played a part this long.
You did it 2 years, didn't you?
Yeah, I've done it 2 years.
Let's go back a little bit, because I saw the original production in London, then I went to New York and a friend took, I said, I don't want to see Blood Brothers again. Thank you. Seen that, been there, done that. And I saw you with Petula Clark.
Right.
On Broadway, and it was a different show. I mean, a totally different show.
Yeah.
Whose show was it? Did you look at it with Petula and say, right, let's do it slightly differently to the way it was done in the West End?
Well, I think that, you know, in essence, the answer to that is yes and no. well, there are things.
Thank you.
there are things about it that I liked, and things about it I didn't at the time. What the production I saw, which is not the production that is on now. It's a whole different cast of actors. And really the chemistry between the three of us, my brother and Petula and I, brought something else to it. And I think because Bill Kenwright had made the commitment to having a go for it, you know, the show was not doing well, and it was a very courageous move on his part to cast me doing this. There were a lot of skeptics saying, oh, come on. And I think because we were able to pull it off, that it instantly became so successful.
God, it had some energy.
Yeah.
Are you going to bring that energy to
Yeah,
London?
Absolutely. For me, this is it. It's kind of like the icing on the cake. You know, I did it on Broadway with my brother in Petula, and we did it.
Yeah.
And now... it's gone on over 2 years, on and off. We did a whole big national tour, played all the big cities, and you know, the show now has a real profile. It is a very British show to bring to America. That in itself makes it difficult, because much of it was missed. Things that the audience...
Subtleism.
Yes, exactly. And also very Liverpudlian. So that even places... There are phrases and things that I would say that are so Liverpudlian about it that unless you're from there, you really have an understanding.
So Des Moines, Iowa would not quite get it.
Fortunately, we did not have to play Des Moines. You know, Chicago, Illinois, there were things about it that they missed. And also because of the music, you know.
Let's play the music in just a second.
Sure.
I also want you to tell the story about how you first heard this. But let's David Cassidy was returning to the West End 11th of December to the 6th of January to recreate his New York, his Broadway performance in Blood Brothers. There's also a cassette and CD, I guess, coming out.
Which is just out this week.
Just out this week. With Sean and David Cassidy and Petula Clark and Willie Russell as the narrator.
Which is remarkable. I can't wait to hear that.
Let's have a little bit.
Edward! Edward! Edward!
The gypsies in the wood and they've been watching you. They want to take your baby away. The gypsies in the wood and they've been calling you.
Can Edward please play? Please can he come with us?
It's 28 minutes past nine. That's David Cassidy.
That's Willie Russell.
Willie Russell. Yes, you're right. So it's long Sunday, isn't it? David Cassidy will be returning to the West End 11th of December, 6th of January, to recreate Mickey in Willie Russell's Blood Brothers. Why so short a season?
Well, in truth, I did not have time to stay because of my commitments in the new year. I'm in the middle of recording an album for the first time in 5 years. And
what?
Writing and producing.
You're not going back to that, are you?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Well, I've been writing and producing, you know, I wrote and produced a theme for television, and well, because I love
it. Your wife also does it, doesn't she?
Yeah, she does, but really and truly because that's what I do, Simon, and it's what I've been doing now for 25 years or so.
This doesn't add up, though, because you keep reinventing yourself.
Well, you have to. In essence, if you're an artist and you want to, I could easily go back, and people have asked me to do this all, you know, for years and years and years. To go back and do something, I suppose, that would be safe and recreate the 70s and recreate the 80s. And for me, I need to constantly keep... I'm a writer and someone who needs to do that, but I'm on to something now as an artist that is so unique and different and in a way something I've always wanted to do.
Which is what?
Well, it's kind of like hip-hop meets big band on acid. And...
Fine.
Yeah.
Give me 2.5 minutes to assimilate that, will you? Say that again?
It's kind of like hip-hop meets big band on acid.
It's so obvious when you think about it.
10:53 and 10:89 a.m. Your hotline to the stars of screen, stage, and song. Interactive radio for the UK. This is Talk Radio.
Me again, invading you to acquire spell checker forthwith. I know you've perceived me multitudinous times heretofore, apprising you of the utilities of the spellchecker. So I'll be transient, and then we can do something more piquant. Spellchecker has certainly ameliorated my vocabulary dramatically. Procure it now. It performs manifold tasks. Checks spelling, computes exchange rates, it's a thesaurus, calculator, and helps with crosswords. Spellchecker is the size of 2 credit cards, but inestimably more pragmatic for the outlay of just £34.99. So call 0500-207-207 and order Spellchecker now. You'll have it within a month. Your money back if not completely gratified. Spellchecker, 0500-207-207.
Take a seat, please, Miss,
Monroe. Marilyn Monroe.
Ooh. Well, let's see. You've obviously got a huge amount of experience, but I take it you're ready for something different.
I'm ready for anything.
Yes. Well, if you had some serious qualifications, you know, some City and Guilds GNVQs and NVQs, you could make a start in, say, microcomputers.
I say the teensy-weensy little ones.
Well, I wouldn't say they were that small. City and Guilds, the qualifications that get you there. Ring 0800-438-438. That's 0800-438-438. City and Guilds was established to promote education and training.
Oop, oop.
10:53 and 10:89 a.m. This is Talk Radio UK.
Headlines, I'm Sandy Roar. Michael Jackson is undergoing tests in a New York hospital after collapsing on stage late last week.
Back in Perth, which will be heaviest across eastern Scotland and northeastern England. The brightest spells will be confined to some western areas, with temperatures today generally only 1 or 2 Celsius, up to maybe 4, though, in the west. It's 9:32.
Talk Radio. Breakfast with Bates.
do this, but David Cassidy is with us, and Francis is on the line. Yeah, put some cans on if you would. Francis from London. Hello, you're on talk.
Hello,
hi.
Simon.
Hello.
I got out of the bath because I just had to speak to David Cassidy.
Oh, my God.
To say, like you, Simon, I went to see the original London production of Blood Brothers.
Yes.
But when I was in Miami just a couple of months ago, I went to see David Cassidy.
You played Miami? We played all the big cities.
I could only see you in Miami. Mm. I took my family to see you, and we could not believe that it was you. You were so, so good.
Thank you.
You were marvellous.
Thank
I couldn't
you.
Believe it was the kid from the Partridge
Family. The kid from the Partridge Family. I like to be referred to as that. Thank you very, very much. I take
but
that
I
as an extreme
London,
compliment.
I do urge London audiences to go to see you, because I'm sure Carl Wayne is excellent, but you were quite extraordinary, and I do think you should be seen.
Thanks for the
okay.
fan letter. No, hold on. Just go away with the fan letter for a second, but put your finger on it. Because what you see in Blood Brothers is a dark actor. You see something quite different to Mr. Amiability, don't you?
Yes.
Well, Mickey's a boy who has an awful lot of depth and aging 25 years. We get to see so much of this man's life. He wears his heart on his sleeve, and he's a survivor. And it's that guy who fights and struggles to survive that I think we really relate to. I mean, Willie has so many layers as a writer. He's added so many tools as an actor for me to work with, that it's because I haven't had the opportunity, I suppose, in too many roles to have those kinds of tools. But bless you for calling, Francis, and thank you. I'm glad you came to see Petula and I on tour in America.
I'll try and get you a couple of house seats to go and see him in London.
We're at the Phoenix. We open on Monday, so if you can come, we're there for 4 weeks.
Lovely. Thank you very,
God bless
very
you.
Much.
Thanks a lot,
okay.
Francis. Look, I'm sorry, but it's now being brought up, the Partridge Family and all that stuff. Yeah. Michael J. Fox and the agonies he's had. You must have hated it for a while.
Well, you know, the only reason I never hated it. I have to say that when you bring my job as an entertainer, as an actor, as a songwriter, as a singer, as a communicator, and when you have an impact on millions of people around the planet, and you know, you've touched their lives and you bring light into their lives, I get it back tenfold.
Tactfully said.
No, I mean that.
But
seriously.
And that's good, but on the other hand, you were lumbered with it, weren't you?
Well, I have been, and really Blood Brothers has done more for me probably than anything else in terms of their perception of me, because you get stereotyped.
Yeah.
As an actor, as the artist, yes, you get lumbered with it because people don't want to allow you to move on. They want you to stay there, and it's what I was talking about before, about wanting to stay, you know, playing those characters or playing the kind of music I played, and you know, doing or reviving a 70s act. The music I'm doing now is so different. Totally
this
different.
This is the big band acid hip hop jazz.
Yeah,
stuff you're
that's
doing.
Right. That's right. It'll be out next year. I can't wait to play for people.
Are you doing a concert tour next year?
Yes, I am. I'm starting, with the record, I'm going to go out and tour with it.
So are you going to sing any of the old songs?
Yeah, absolutely.
You don't mind that?
No, I don't have an agenda about it. I think if I went to see David Cassidy today, and I saw I would want to hear, what are you doing today? And certainly if you have a record out and people have an idea of what you're doing, if you're having hits and having success with it, but it's not just what he's doing today. It's I want to hear the stuff that, like any other artist, I would go and see. I want to hear what I remember him to have sung. So that's not to say I'm going to do an oldies act, but I'm going to do a lot of the old songs because it's relevant to what I am and who I am as an artist today. So I'm about to start a film, and Blood Brothers has had a lot to do with changing people's perception.
Hasn't it just?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't get a chance to ask you earlier. I presume you fought hard to do that.
Absolutely. For me, it was difficult because I didn't have any other opportunity to work for many years as an actor other than to do the kinds of roles that people became associated. If you want to change people's perception and do other work, you have to turn down a lot of work, and when you're out of work, that's a difficult thing to do. You know, I keep getting scripts here and there. They're not the kinds of parts that I want to play. Yeah, I really want to play I want to play a rock star dad. No, I don't want to do that.
As people actually offered you that.
Oh, God, are you kidding? That's all I got offered. You know, David Cassidy, how many actors can sing and can actually act and sing and can be by as a rock star dad. Well, they were doing that during the 80s.
So clean.
Yeah.
Priscilla Clark, you've been working with. You told me a lovely story. I want you to repeat it. You told me a lovely story about how you first heard this soundtrack. Because, of course, this is new.
Oh, it's out a week. News to me, it was out a week. I signed a number of them last weekend. Someone walked up to the stage door. I did 3 weeks in Bristol.
Actually, wait a second, because Tracy from Bristol is on the line, and I suspect she's seen you in Bristol. Hi, Tracy.
Hi, hello.
Hello.
Hi, hello, David.
How are you?
Yes, I was at Bristol. I thought you were absolutely brilliant.
Thank you.
And I've also seen it in London.
Yeah.
It was a remarkable performance.
You wouldn't be a fan by any chance, would you, Tracy?
No. I am now.
That's, you are now. That's
definitely.
You know what? That's the best thing to hear is that from seeing this performance of what I'm about to go back into. You know, for me, it's great to know that you have people, that you've touched people's lives and that they know your work from television. But when you work in the theater and people have a preconception of what you are, and they come in, as our last caller did, you know, for me, it's almost better to hear, you know, didn't know what to expect. I'm not sure, I didn't know whether I was going to like it or not, and there I was sitting there, and I watched you, and couldn't believe it was you. Those are the kinds of calls, and for me,
can I interrupt for a second?
Stuff.
Tracy, how old are you?
29.
Mm. So you missed out on the screaming years for David Cassidy?
Yeah, sort of.
Sort of. A little screaming.
Thank you very much for the call. Let's go back to this, because I should explain, Stephanie Lawrence will be working with you in London.
Yes,
when you open on stage. But the CD and the cassette of Blood Brothers, which is with the Royal Phil, you're with Sean, your brother, and you're also with Petula Clark, who played the role on Broadway with you.
Right, and on the national tour.
Yeah.
Where we finished in May of this year.
Yeah.
So this CD that has just come out, and cassette, we recorded it last year. We did a night of 200 stars in at the Dominion Theater around Christmas time. While Petula and I were on a three-week hiatus from our national tour. We come over and we do this record, and they told us at the time that they were going to release it sometime in February or March while we were out on tour in America, which made a lot of sense. So we went away and went back to America.
Still bitter.
No. It made a lot of sense. Of course. While we're out on tour a few months later, that sounded right. So 3 months go by, never hear anything about what's happened to it. Well, so-and-so got sick, and then we decided, okay. So we finished the tour. No album. I never hear another word about it. I go out and I come back over here to do this.
Yeah.
I do 3 weeks in Bristol to sort of get warmed up. And the closing night, someone walks up to me. I've never heard it. No one.
Don't you think it's good?
Oh, yeah.
What the hell is the record?
What am I going to say, Simon?
This is not first night again. This is Phil Smith. This is Phil Smith has done this again. Can you get Phil Smith on the line, please?
Please.
He's in deep trouble when Cassidy gets back. David, you know us terribly well. You've been coming here with tremendous success over 20 years. Do you notice any changes in Britain?
A lot. You know, most of which I would say for the better, because now you can actually watch something other than gardening show at, you know, 8 o'clock at night, or Sister, what's her name? What is it? You know, this is what Americans joke about when they come here. You know, there's this nun who's giving advice and going around.
The arts thing. What's the nun called, guys? Pay attention. The nun who appears on the arts thing. Who's she?
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Who is she, Sandy?
Primetime television.
Yeah. Well, everybody knows her. No one can remember her damn name. What's her name? Come on, I've got a star in here asking a question. For God's sake, everybody, she's a nun. Sister Wendy.
Sister Wendy.
Sister Wendy, that
lovely woman.
You've got Julia Child, she's just as mad.
Yeah, but she's on at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Okay, Julia Child. It's primetime television we're watching. You get back, you see, there's a nun. You know, and she's interviewing, like, dwarves and things. I don't know. You know, so there's certain things about Britain. You have to come and it's the charm. And some of that charm has been eroded by what we now, because it's a global world that we live in. There's golden arches everywhere, Burger Kings everywhere. And in a way, if you've had the good fortune of traveling around the world before the 1980s. It really changed dramatically, I think, in the 1980s. The end of the 70s.
It's a CNN world, isn't it?
It is, yeah. And I think communication has brought and made the audiences very sophisticated. And in a way, the quaintness that I once found here and the charm has eroded a little bit, but at the same time, life is much easier and hipper.
And you can pick up a
telephone.
That's it.
You can pick up a telephone.
And it works.
And it works. You know, telephone
and you can get a cup of coffee after midnight.
At 10 o'clock at night.
Oh,
good night now.
Yes.
You know, you get here, and I think, because in America, we're used to it 24 hours, especially if you live in New York.
Well, but you still cannot get a decent cup of coffee in this country. Do you notice that?
No, but the good news is you can still get a great cup of tea.
Okay.
And in America, you can't get a damn good cup of tea anywhere. So I keep bringing my tea bags over, you know.
I've got to let you go.
Yeah,
we'll give Phil Smith a kicking. Don't worry.
David, how do you send me a copy? I'd love to hear.
It would be nice, Phil.
Well, just a copy to the artist would be a nice idea.
Just one.
I'm not saying he's powerful, but you'll never work again if you don't do it. David and Sean Cassidy with Petula Clark, whose performance on Broadway was just staggering. It was a revelation, like your performance. Are on CD and cassette with Willie Russell as the narrator of Blood Brothers. Please, if you get a chance, because it is a dark performance, don't think you're going to see nice little David Cassidy. He kicks butt, I believe, you Americans call it.
Yeah, God bless you.
David Cassidy is in Blood Brothers, a very limited season with Stephanie Lawrence, who I can't wait to see.
4 weeks.
The 11th of December to the 6th of January. I know, I'm doing the plug for you.
Oh, thank you.
The 11th of December to the 6th of January. Blood Brothers with David Cassidy and Stephanie Lawrence, worth trolling the length and breadth of the country. Thank you so much for coming
in. Bless you. Thanks, Simon.